My guest this afternoon is Stuart Kingsley, who's head of youth service at the newly rebranded East Surrey YMCA in Earlswood. Stuart, a very good afternoon and welcome to Susie Radio.
Good afternoon.
It's absolutely brilliant to see you here, and it's Christmas, so let me chuck you an easy one to start with. How did the Santa run go last weekend?
It was a brilliant event, absolutely fantastic. We had over 600 Santas, of which 450 were children, so really family event, really, really popular. And we raised some money for the YMCA, sort of £4,000, and we had two sorts of races. We had a three-mile race and a one-mile race, but it was really, really good, really good event.
And presumably the premise of a Santa run is that you can walk or jump.
Exactly, yeah, everyone got involved in any which way, shape, or, you know, it was fantastic, it really was.
Picture of one young lady in the paper this morning coming in half a Santa suit because it was a bit warm.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we talked right at the top there about this rebranding. You're now the East Surrey YMCA. Tell us about that and why it's happened.
Well, YMCA National launched the rebranding, and we're obviously part of that, and we were Redhill Reigate, and we felt that it would be a good move to go with YMCA National. So we became YMCA Surrey, really in line with the YMCA National, really. So it's good.
And do we, in fact, reach out as a Y well beyond Redhill and Reigate? And what
oh,
we do?
Yeah, definitely, very much so. Yeah, we cover all of East Surrey. We're working in Epsom and Ewell, Tandridge, Mole Valley District. So yeah, we're getting out there, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Okay, so it's a wider area than our broadcast area in actual fact. Emily was here a while back in the chair that you're gracing at the moment. How are things at the Sovereign Centre? How's the new cafe going?
Oh, it's fantastic. We call it the YMCA Cafe, the Yum Cafe, as we call it, and that operates on a Thursday, 11 o'clock till sort of around about 2 o'clock. One of our team, Michelle, she runs it with a group of volunteers, and it's very, very busy. They offer a wide variety of different sort of meals and snacks, and anyone can come down and grab a cup of tea or a slice of cake. And it's very well attended. It's been running about 3 or 4 weeks now, and it's going really, really well.
And am I right in thinking that you're using that with people who have minor disabilities as experience for them?
Yep. Young people that come to our other projects, like the Friday Night Project, they get involved and they're helping out and getting involved big time, yeah.
You do quite a lot of work with the disabled, don't you?
Yep, we do, yep. I mean, mainly my remit with the youth services. We've got our on-site project, which works with young people with disabilities, offering a variety of sports, inclusive sports. We deal a lot of bike riding as well, taking young people off of the South Downs, very popular.
Let's move to your specific area of responsibility, Stuart, and tell us a bit about this youth work scheme on the streets.
Yep, so we have a detached youth work project called Street Talk, and we have youth workers, teams of detached youth workers who go out in the streets in the evenings, up as late as 10 o'clock at night in Redhill. And we engage with groups of young people hanging around in shopping parades, parks, skate parks, wherever they choose to congregate. And we look to make contact and build relationships with these groups of young people. We promote the activities that go on at the youth clubs or leisure centres that are offering young people, encouraging them to get involved. We also try and offer young people information, advice and guidance on issues that are facing them, college courses, part-time jobs, drugs, etc. And we look to identify the needs of young people and, where appropriate, try and feed them into one of our local prevention projects, such as our one-to-one mentoring or counselling. We also work with young people on the streets to plan their own escape holiday activity, and they can get some transferable skills in planning and organising an event. Currently we're working across 5 areas in Reigate and Banstead, in Merston, Redhill Town Centre, like I say, on a Friday night till 10 o'clock there, Timpany Gardens, White Bushes, Cromwell. We're also in Preston Ward in Tadworth, South Reigate, Woodhatch and South Park, and Hawley in Courts Lodge.
Tell me, is it challenging to be out on the streets late at night at the weekends?
It can be, yeah, it can be, and our youth workers face various issues, but we're there to support the young people and give them some advice, make sure they're okay.
What kind of a reception do you get across the board, would you say? More positive than negative?
Oh yeah, very much so, yeah. People are a bit surprised when youth workers approach them at first, but after a while they realise what we're doing and what we're about, really, so yeah. Yes.
Because I would imagine that you are dealing with people who in many cases want to be wanted.
Yeah, there is an element of that, definitely. A lot of our young people that we see on the streets aren't engaging in the youth clubs or coming to youth projects, so we're trying to reach out to them.
How does your mentoring and counselling operate?
Well, we offer one-to-one mentoring for young people on specific issues, you know, and we have spend some time with them to give them that support. And we have a counselling service called Heads Together, where young people can get up to 12 sessions of counselling, and they're referred in from various routes.
You mentioned encouraging holiday activities?
Yep. So in the school holidays, we run trips for young people, and we sort of, you know, find out what they want to be doing. And we had a group of young people recently in Tadworth that organised their own paintballing trip, and I mean literally they did organise it themselves. It wasn't adults sort of saying we're doing this. They kind of chose it, they organised it, they planned it, and apart from driving the minibus, they were involved in all the aspects of it.
Let's return to Prince's Road, if we may, for a moment, Stuart. Now, there are plans for a new sports facility, I believe.
Yeah, we've got a vision to build an inclusive sports facility to include disability sports, fitness and wellbeing, providing accessible facilities, offering a wide range of disabled sports, rehabilitation and preventative health and activities. It's all delivered by qualified and experienced staff, volunteers as well, that help people create healthy, active and fulfilled lives. It's inspired and supports people of all ages, and the inclusive sport facility will be part of the Princess Road site, thereby creating an integrated, inclusive and hopefully vibrant centre that will improve the health of the whole community.
Okay, is that going to be new build?
Yeah, it's going to be a new build on the side of Princess Road. Yeah.
If I sort of picture the site, can you take me from the current car park at the Y to where that's going to be?
So from my understanding is where we've got an outside football court, it's going to go alongside that part of the building there, really. So it'll probably replace the outside court area, but there'll be a big pitch inside sort of thing, yeah.
That's wonderful to have new build and real new purpose-built facilities. Now, new facilities and new build invariably leads us towards finance. Have we got a ballpark figure for annual fundraising at the Y?
Well, so far they've raised just over 100,000, I think 110,000 in this year's sort of challenge events. We're aiming to try and raise 150,000 this year. We've got some great activities, great events coming up for people to get involved in. We're going to be planning a cycle to Mount Ventoux in France, again, for the cyclists a chance to ride up that fantastic mountain. We've got a walk or a run along Hadrian's Wall, which is about 84 miles. We've got a 1 day or a 3 day cycle to Bruges, which is perfect for beginners. That's a fantastic bike ride. We've got our sort of annual fun run, which is going to be on the 3rd of May. And we've got an official launch on the 13th of January at the YMCA Sovereign Centre from 7 p.m. And that's free for anyone to come along and see if they fancy getting involved. And we welcome anyone to come along.
That's a really exciting set of events. You do a lot with cycling, don't you?
Yep, we do. Yeah, we do. We've done Paris rides. We did a 1, 2 and 3 day ride to Paris last year, and it's very popular. We do once we sort of get into January, we have our training events as well. So every Tuesday night we do a bike riding for people to get sort of fitness levels up. We do once a month, I believe it is, we do an all day training ride as well. So we work very closely with Red Hill Cycling Club as well, we support each other on that. But it's very popular in Red Hill, yeah, cycling.
Increasingly popular in the land, it seems to me, since 2012 and all that stuff. We've got a little Christmas sort of semi-athletic song coming up to round off our interview. Is there anybody back at the Y that you'd like to play it for?
All the hard-working youth workers, they do a great job, and I take this opportunity to say thank you to them and all the rest of the team. We had our annual Christmas event last night, and it was so good to see all the volunteers and staff there enjoying themselves, but they work really hard, so play it out for them.
Stuart Kingsley, Head of Youth Service at the newly branded East Surrey YMCA. It's been an absolute pleasure chatting to you on our tea break this afternoon.
Thank you.